Folks listening with us tonight on WPKY, and thank you for being here with us, and thank you guys for being here in the studio with us tonight as well. And we're going to do this just like we did our first forum with our magistrate candidates. We'll start with their ballot order. And so, Mr. Harper, your name, I guess you drew the lucky or unlucky spot on the ballot to be first, and so your opening comments describe a little bit about who you are and why you want to run for jailer.
My name is Willie Harper. I was born and raised here in Caldwell County. I graduated Caldwell County High in 1999. I've been married to my wife for 15 years. We have two children. I'm also a member of the Princeton Fire Department, been on it for 8 years now. I want to run for jailer because I like helping people. And if elected jailer, I could help the members of the community by keeping our jail open and keeping it compliant with Kentucky jail standards and keeping our tax dollars in the county. I could also help with the inmates that come in, help bring in more programs into the jail to help them. So,
okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Ms. Cheryl Pettit, same question to you. Just tell us a little bit about who you are and why you want to run your qualifications to serve as Caldwell County jailer.
I am Cheryl Pettit. I've been at the jail for going on my 8th year. I have been in administration for 5 years. The reason I'm running for jailer is because I know how important our jail is to our community. I know that it is a vital part of our community. Trigg, Livingston, and Lyon County's biggest budget complaint is jail housing. Trigg County's budget is around the same as Caldwell County's budget, and they have a closed jail, and Caldwell County houses as many, if not more, inmates per year as Trigg County. In a small county, the budget cannot withstand a $5,000 or $10,000 mistake from lack of knowledge or mismanagement. And there's a difference between knowing how much money that is in the budget and actually putting the budget to work and paying for every need of the jail that the jail has to pay for within a 12-month period. It's a lot of work, a lot of planning, and a lot of experience, and I have that experience.
All right. Tammy, first question to you. How are you?
Okay, Ms. Pettit, what can be done to improve the operation of the Caldwell County Jail?
The jail has been successful, through the previous administration. We've always stayed under budget and in compliance. I would like to enhance the training of the staff and the community, specifically with drug overdoses and withdrawals, because we have a huge drug problem. They come in off the streets, and you either have to deal with an overdose or you have to deal with a withdrawal, and those are very serious things. And I would like to have more community involvement. Our inmates, they're not state inmates, so they cannot go out and work a job. They cannot go work the parks, but they do work HR ministries. They do the fire trucks. We've talked about them doing the buses. I would like to have more of that with our inmates, because they need to give back to the community.
Okay. Mr. Harper, the same question. What could be done to improve the operation of the Caldwell County Jail?
Like Ms. Pettit said, better training to help the employees better recognize issues with the inmates when they come in. Also, applying for grants that are available. There are several grants that would be available to the jail that you could help offset some of the cost in the budget. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. Let me add, Mr. Harper, first question, next question to you. What will you do to recruit and hire quality deputies and staff at the jail with you?
I would try to apply for more grants to help bring extra money in to offset the budget, which would help us in turn have more money to try to increase the starting pay of the jail. And offer better training, let everyone know what retirement system is, how the retirement system would benefit them in the long run, and have job fairs to try to recruit more employees also.
Okay. Same question to you, Ms. Pettit. What will you do to recruit and hire quality deputies and staff at the jail?
Well, in the last 4 years, we have the former jailer has raised the starting pay $5. Every correctional facility in the state of Kentucky, from the prisons to the jails, two of our largest, Henderson County and Christian County, they're severely understaffed. We have to be able to pay what the other, what the prisons pay. Because whenever a lot of our people's left, it's because the prisons offer so much more, and it's less work. It's less work because at Caldwell County Jail, from the deputies, they are overworked. From the time that they walk into the jail to the time that they walk out the jail, they do everything for that inmate.
Okay. Thank you very much. Tammy, next question.
Okay, Ms. Pettit, this question is for you. Are there ways to implement a better community service program for jail inmates?
County jails, we have implemented anger management, addiction and recovery, and domestic violence. Programs are not offered to county inmates. You go to a state facility, they own SAP, MRT. Those are only offered to state inmates and at a cost. We've had GED in there. We have Celebrate Recovery. We have several religious programs to the jail. We need to be able to offer more to get them back into society to be a better person.
Okay. Mr. Harper, same question. Are there ways to implement a better community service program for jail inmates?
You can offer a better community service with the inmates by, like Ms. Pettit said, with programs, introducing more programs that would help them while they're in there. You could institute job training with, as in showing them how to fill out applications, do resumes, do job interviews. You could also have, they've done a good job of introducing the drug addiction program. You'd also have more classes to do with drug addiction because there's a huge drug epidemic in the county.
Okay. Thank you very much. Our next question, Tammy, I'm going to add a couple of things here to this one as well. You know how to do. hear people talk about things and think about a couple of things to add. Obviously, kind of a double-edged sword here. You want to hire quality deputies, which may cost you more, but obviously on the other side, you have a limited budget you have to deal with every year. What can you do to help better balance that budget and hire the deputies you need and also keep jail expenses down into a manageable level?
You would have to keep constantly on a daily basis finding ways to save money. With where you shop for your food, where you shop for the toiletry and items for the inmates, get donations. You'd also, like I said a while ago, apply for grants that would help play for equipment to help update some of the equipment if it needed it. And then when you would update the equipment with those grants, then you could transfer money over to another part to help pay for that.
Same question you, Ms. Pettit. How do you manage that? You were talked earlier about the deputy salaries versus the budget that you have to stay in. How do you better manage that budget and make it all work together?
In 2018, we implemented, well, we got approved by the fiscal court to have in-house medical. That takes a liability off the county. It saves a lot of hospital visits. It saves a lot of outside doctor visits, and so that saved the county. on the budget, on the food, we have $45,000 a year to serve over 60,000 plates. Sausage went up to $13 a box, so we started making our own sausage. Biscuits went over $100 a case, so we started making our own biscuits. To cut even more cost, we started a garden. You have to constantly stay on top of that budget. There cannot be any waste. you have to, there cannot be any waste at all.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ms. Pettit. And one more question, then we'll move to our closing statements. We talk about giving back to our community. What can we do better to allow our inmates or help our inmates to give back to their community around them while they're in jail and maybe develop a good habit when they get out of jail?
First off, we start is sometimes the person that you don't think is gonna be the worst one. If you give them an opportunity, they do the best job for you. We love to work for HR Ministries. Anything that the community can do, and that shows that inmate, I can do this. It makes them proud of themselves. That's the start of I can do it, because some of these people, all they've ever done is committed crimes since the day they were of age, and they can give back to the community. They can be a productive citizen. They need someone to believe in them. And that's why I think community involvement is a very important thing with Caldwell County Jail.
Mr. Harper, same question. How can we prepare inmates and work with folks at the jail to help them give back to their community while they're in jail and then after they get out of jail?
If you give the inmates something to do out in the community, it will help them feel more productive, feel like they have some worth, and then in turn, once they feel better about themselves and know that they can do something the right way, then they can look forward and do things better in the future instead of going back to the old ways where they didn't have nothing and they didn't feel like they had any worth, so they just done whatever they could. So now they know that they are capable of being more each day that they get a chance.
All right. Thank you very much. And we'll continue with our closing comments. Ms. Pettit, first of all, Ms. Cheryl Pettit, your closing comments.
Okay. I've been at the jail for about 8 years. I've been 5 years administration. I've worked every shift, every assignment. I've implemented several programs into the jail to keep the taxpayers' money down. I've established a good working relationship with other community leaders and jailers. I stay up to date with ever-changing policy and procedures. I have an in-depth understanding of what it takes to be fiscally responsible with taxpayers' dollars. And I also understand the importance of having the correct people in the correct roles. I've been through 14 jail inspections and 7 commissary audits. I've had extensive training through Department of Corrections and Kentucky Association of Counties. Under the guidance and the mentorship of the previous jailer, I have built and developed the knowledge and skills to prepare and oversee the budget in excess of $1 million. I am confident that I can continue the success of Caldwell County Jail in its efforts to maintain a safe and secure environment for our community while providing opportunities for self-improvement and the betterment of society for inmates.
Thank you, Ms. Pettit. Mr. Harper, same. Your closing comments, your closing thoughts tonight.
I'd like to thank you for having us tonight. And I ask for your vote on November 8th because I can do a good job of keeping our jail open and keeping it compliant with Kentucky jail standards. I've owned and operated my own business for the past 3 years now, and I know what it takes to get creative to save where you can and how you can.
Thank you very much. Mr. William Harper and Ms. Cheryl Pettit tonight are candidates for Caldwell County Jailer. Thank you guys very much. Great job tonight. Tammy?
Thank you. More Decision 2022 coming up after the break.
Sells farm equipment every day. Find out more at RaiderAuctionCompany.com. That's ROEDER AuctionCompany.com.